Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
We get the old white man's perspective today from Greg Cody of the Miami Herald, because it is a voice lost in this sea of America burning and raging and racial fighting. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald comes in here to help us today. He will nuke the show wherever it is he can. We will have a guest list that includes Pablo Torre, who did some legitimate journalism and smoking out the New York Knicks by releasing a memo that James Dolan had sent the Knicks. And this is what I would say to you, Stugatz, because it's a fascinating time, and it's been interesting to observe that people do seem to be listening now, and I think at least in part, maybe 100%, because they're afraid, because there is a genuine fear of everything you see happening right now in America, and some of the stuff you don't see, some of the disease that you don't see, and the disease that the black people have been asking you to see for a good long time. So what I would ask the people in sports, including this company, is when you're making a statement, make a statement. Like, make a statement. When you're one of these owners, do what the Kings owner did. Do what the New Orleans owner did. Say flatly, hey, yeah, we stand for equality and diversity and the things that no one can disagree with. Yeah. Okay, fine. Cover that in sugar. Cover your butt. But also, say, and we stand against police brutality. Say it. It's not that hard. Doesn't mean you don't love the police. Doesn't mean you're even taking a side, even though this is kind of a time to take sides. You don't have to take a side. We can all stand against police brutality the same way we stand for equality and diversity. These are not controversial statements. Somebody say it. Like, you have all the FU money in the world, owners. All the FU money in the world. Fight. Don't fight just for the dollars. Don't fight just to protect your business and your customers. Fight so that people aren't killed in the street. It's not that hard. You're rich. You're privileged. Fight. Just, you're making statements that don't say anything. It's just butt covering. And it's infuriating. And I know my tone's bad. My tone always gets bad on this stuff. And I get bothered and upset. And I've been swinging all over the place the last 3 days emotionally in a way. It's just, it's unhealthy. It's like legitimately unhealthy. Yes, Stugatz.
I think your tone is just fine considering the moment, considering what's going on. Otherwise, I would have fined you. I mean, you're good.
Okay. Well, thank you for your leniency in these difficult times, Stugatz. I always appreciate your policing.
You got it.
You sound tired. Are you, are you bored? What happened?
You know, I am not bored. I'm getting, you know, I get text, you know, turn your headsets down and then it's turn them up. And I'm sorry to break your flow and your rhythm. You had it going and you're good. Your tone's fine. Your message is a great one. I don't understand why we're keeping track of who's sending out meaningless statements and who's not sending out meaningless statements, but that's what we arrived.
Because, Stugatz, because it matters. It matters. You are seeing people who don't get smoked out now smoked out. Why even release the statements unless you're going to say something? You explain it to me. Because these things are being crafted. People are in a room 5 and 6 hours crafting the things they're going to say on behalf of their organization. And what they're not saying is, stop police brutality. Like, it's not that hard a thing to say. You're not taking a political side. Who was it? I think it was Ice-T speaking on behalf of black people. He says, hey, I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. They're both wings on the same bird. And that bird tends to bleep black people. And he's only been saying it for four damn decades in his art, because that tends to be where black people put a lot of their voice in music, a lot of their pain in music. He's been saying it for four decades. You know what I mean? Like, it is a time to be angry, but beyond that, Stugatz, I'm tired of it's a good conversation to have.
Right.
And I'm glad we're having it. We're not having a conversation anymore. America's burning. Like, it's done. The time for conversation is done. People are listening now because they're being forced to. Like, that's what's happening. If you're watching what's happening in Washington, like, that's a show of force to go to the church across the street and show that you're going to hold up God, and you can, because you're not going to hide in a White House that has the lights that are down. Like, you're going to show people that, hey, I can go outside because I've got the power of the military. But that military should scare the hell out of you. It already does scare the hell out of black people. Like, Stugatz, you tell me, okay? We played yesterday on this show the coach from North Carolina Central University, basketball coach, telling us that he practices how to comply with police officers.
Right.
Black people have been being taught comply, be submissive, and they've learned it, and they die in the street anyway. Comply, be submissive. Kaepernick did. He took a knee. Complying and submissive. And what? Like, that's the part that's kind of infuriating. And for 3 years, not only didn't listen. No, get up, boy. You get down when we tell you. Get up. Don't get on a knee. And it's infuriating. And people should be mad. And the reason, Stugatz, that white people are now, beyond the fear, white people are indeed marching with black people is because they see it. It can't be unseen. When a man is calling for his late mother because he can't breathe, and he's telling you he can't breathe, it can't be unseen. That's why this one feels a little bit different beyond the pandemic. Cody, you tell me. You tell me, so that we might get the old white man's perspective here, as you have seen what has happened here in America. I got to assume that everybody listening to me, everybody is a little bit scared, right? Are there a lot of people out there who aren't scared right now? Just looking at everything that's happening, as it feels like freedom's falling apart.
Yeah, so many emotions. I mean, fear, scared, heartsick, angry. And you're entirely right. The condemnation of police brutality should not be equivocated. You know, teams, it should trickle down from the very top, and teams should come out and not finally craft a statement that merely stands for justice. That's not enough. Like you say, it's everything happening right now. There's such a weight on the entire country. I mean, think about it. The COVID-19 pandemic goes on. The economy craters. Unemployment is staggering. You know, the George Floyd murder. It's just, we're more politically divided than any time in my lifetime. And on top of all that, we don't even have the little diversion of sports, you know, to give us a little ounce of relief. It's an overwhelming time that I've never felt, and I never thought anything would take the national mind off the coronavirus, but the killing of George Floyd has been just an abomination. And you know what's weird to me, as a white guy, you know, who's had the unearned privilege of not feeling racism, is that this has gone on my entire lifetime since the so-called Equal Rights Amendment. Arthur McDuffie was 40 years ago. Rodney King was 30 years ago. And George Floyd was a week ago. And who's going to be next? Because if we don't fix this, it's just a matter of time until there's another outrageous video and more protests. It's heart sickening.
Stugatz, can you tell me, because I understand being cynical about the parsing of owner statements, but
right.
The guys with the power have to be smoked out, Stugatz. They can't hide behind PR statements. Like, tell us what you think. Don't privately fund stuff that runs opposite to this while not publicly telling us what you think.
I just think, for the most part, Dan, these statements are a waste of time. And I think it's a waste of our time to track who is releasing what statement. I'm not looking to James Dolan for leadership in this particular case. That's not the guy I'm turning to. And I would tell you this. Yes, they need to be smoked out, to answer your question. 100%. Okay. But I would also tell you this, Dan, like with guys, that's not where I'm looking. I also think that there are people who actually want to have the conversation. They want to learn. They're not doing it because they're scared. They're doing it because they actually care. I do think there's more people
now?
Than ever.
But why
doing
now?
It because they actually care.
Okay, fair enough. If you want to believe that, it strikes me as naive and Pollyanna. But why now? Because it's happening all the time. Why this one? Like, I'm thinking it's at least in part because they're scared of the rioting, scared of the economy, scared of the breadline, scared of no money, scared of people rioting in the street, scared of someone coming into their home because they're desperate, because there's right. not money out there. Like, that'll make people listen real quick, Stugatz. That makes it a little bit different. Like, that will make people listen, that kind of fear, because the choice that you have is to be overrun by it, swallowed by it. So listening is almost the bare minimum you can do. Listening is what it is that Cody's talking about 40 years ago with the McDuffie riots, that people were asking to listen. And what? This one is different, and it's different because people are scared, and they should be, because we're all scared.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they are making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Major League Baseball has discussed playing a shorter schedule, around 50 games, in which it would pay members of the MLB Players Association their full prorated salaries. An internal email was sent to Madison Square Garden employees addressing the lack of a public statement regarding the outrage after the death of George Floyd, with it saying, "As companies in the business of sports and entertainment, we are not any more qualified than anyone else to offer our opinion on social matters." If you are like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know: your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
So yesterday on the show, Amin El Hassan asked what I thought were some fair questions, not critical questions, just fair questions to ask about, for example, the Miami Heat's response to this, where Udonis Haslam was out in front of people talking before the Heat released a statement. And what Amin was saying is responsibility for that shouldn't fall to Udonis Haslam. It should fall to ownership, to the president, to public relations to release a statement before sending Udonis Haslam out. I have my regrets about using the verb trotting Udonis Haslam out. I have since found out that Udonis Haslam chose to do all of that on his own, but he's going to join us to speak for himself at 10:30 Eastern. I don't know if he is a child of the McDuffie riots or what he knows about when Miami felt like this before 40 years ago, but we will talk to him about just what it is that he's trying to do as someone who respects the police, as someone who loves this city and specifically loves parts of this city that feel unloved here by the larger parts of the city because of the desperation that you will find in them. I think I've told you the story before, Stugatz, and this is why Udonis Haslam will get out in front of anybody who wants to fight for this organization, because when his mom died, that was a caravan of Heat people led by Pat Riley into that neighborhood to go grieve his mother's death with him so that he wouldn't be alone. It's why he decided to stay here all these years with other offers, Stugatz, because his right. kinship with the organization feels like that. So we will talk to him about that at 10:30 Eastern. I want to get to some of Roy's thoughts on this as well, because we didn't get to him yesterday. Yes, Stugatz.
It's interesting with Haslam because he's so torn. He is saying, yes, you should protest. You should do it peacefully. But I have family members who are members of the police department, and I know 60 cops firsthand that would have taken the cop who killed, that would have taken that cop out. Had they seen that cop doing that, that he knows 60 cops that would have taken that cop out. And so it's very difficult for him. He wants people to protest. He wants them to do it peacefully. But he also sides with the police saying, hey, not all cops are bad cops. It's a difficult spot.
Well, in that respect, it is, yes. But again, it isn't that hard to ask these sports teams to put out a statement that is really a statement, as opposed to just public relations, concentrating on the relations instead of the public.
Right.
Put out a statement, we stand against police brutality, because to me, Stugatz, it is as easy as standing for equality and diversity. The statements being put out can't be argued with. That's what's sure. being crafted by the majority of these sports teams. What can we do to placate our customers with the widest net? It doesn't have to be a political stand. It doesn't have to be an anti-police stand. It can just be against the abuse of power by police. I think we can all agree on that. I think you'd find a grand majority of police who would agree with that. A grand majority of police would agree with that. But the guy, the killer, who incited all of this, had 18 reported incidents, Stugatz. 18! Yeah. That guy's not protecting and serving. That guy doesn't understand why we gave him that gun and that pepper spray and the rubber bullets. It wasn't to use it that way. 18 incidents? You're not protecting and serving anyone other than yourself. We'll get to Udonis Haslam in a second. Roy, we're going to get to you as well, because I do want to get to what Roy thinks about this. And I thought Bomani had some great stuff yesterday, and some of it was about Dabo Swinney. Bomani has been over the last 36 hours or so. Bomani's always ready for a fight. Bomani has been staggeringly reasonable about everything that's happening around here in a way that explains the conflict for someone like Dabo Swinney and how he wouldn't even understand the idea of white privilege because of his difficulty getting to where he wanted. So I want to talk about that as well. But Udonis Haslam's going to join us next.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So I've covered Udonis Haslem since he was in high school, have literally seen him grow from a young man into a man who has always represented Miami in a way that makes Miamians proud. Udonis Haslem with us now on ESPN Radio. Thank you, Udonis, for making the time for us. How did you feel this weekend? You're a hard man. You're a tough man. I haven't seen you very emotional very many times over the years. How did you experience the events of the last weekend and the last week?
I mean, it was very emotional for me, you know, first and foremost, because, you know, what's happening just keeps happening, and it's frustrating, and it's painful, and it's terrible, it's disgusting, it's all the above. But also, you know, I see a lot of blame, you know, going towards the police, you know, department as a whole, and I definitely understand the frustration with the police department and the justice system. There has to be something different. There has to be a different plan moving forward. But I do know a lot of family and friends that are police and that are good people and that do have the right intentions, that do go to work every day with the intention to serve and protect. And, you know, I have an obligation to also speak for those people and make sure those people are protected as well, because they matter to me just as much as, you know, the people in the community. You know, I'm talking about my little sister. You know, my mom passed away. My little sister is the last piece of my mom I have now. She's a police officer. So, you know, those people have to be safe to me.
So how do you decide what you're going to do, when you're going to do it? Who do you check with within the organization? How is it that you become the first voice that people hear as it regards to the Miami Heat and Miami on this subject?
It was, I mean, the way it happened, and I'm just, you know, I'm connected to everybody in the city, from, you know, the community and the inner city and just the people standing on the corner to the politicians and the commissioners. And, you know, just so happened I was texting with Commissioner Keon Hardeman about, hey, listen, I'm not into politics. I'm not a politician, but I want to do something. What can I do from, you know, my point? How can I make a difference? And he was saying that he was headed to the police department to have a press conference. And I was like, I want to be there. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I ended up speaking with a mic in my face. And, you know, for me, it was just to speak from the heart. I do understand our pain and frustration once again. I understand protests, and I think our voices need to be heard. But I don't want us to lose sight of what's really important, destroying our businesses, destroying our community, watching other people be injected into our community to help destroy our businesses and our communities. Those are things that we don't need.
Udonis Haslem with us on ESPN Radio. What do you know about the McDuffie riots? You were born after them. What was passed down from just elders in Miami on that about the time when you were born?
You know, I know, you know, the fires, McDuffie, beaten, you know, by the police, and, you know, how the streets were, you know, just crazy. I think majority of the rioting went down over town, if I'm not mistaken. And I know they have a mural of McDuffie over town, and I'm actually on a mural right next to him. So I definitely understand the importance of that, and how it definitely affected our city. But, if I'm not mistaken, majority of that riot went down, you know, in the Overtown area. And that's one of the reasons why Overtown is so historical, with so many other different reasons.
Where are you in terms of fear, Udonis?
As a parent, I'm terrified. As a person, as a man, I have no fear at all. You know, I don't fear nothing as a man, but as a parent, you know, it's terrifying raising African-Americans nowadays, because you want to say, hey, you get up out of the hood and you provide a better life for your kids, and it's supposed to be all good. But then you wonder if it is really all good when, you know, the people that are supposed to be protecting us are, you know, sometimes people that you fear, and you never know what's going to happen. You know, I don't know if I should tell my kids if they get pulled over to call the police, because the police are the people that, you know, if something happens, do you call the police or do you call me? You know, so for me, having a 9-year-old and having to have that conversation after he literally just learned how to tie his shoes maybe 2 years ago, it's a huge jump for him to understand, but I'm trying to bridge that gap as much as I can.
Udonis Haslem with us here on ESPN Radio. UD, when you see cops walking with protesters, does that, because I think that's been hugely impactful, just seeing that, does it give you hope?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it, because I think that the only way that there's going to be change is if we figure out a way to communicate and we figure out a way to do it together. You know, there's no way that either side is going to do this alone. And I think the hard part for most people is picking a side, but I don't say you have to pick a side. I think you do what's right. And what's right is to get us together and to get us, you know, unified. I feel like as a leader, most leaders try to lead by bringing people together, not by fear and intimidation. And I just lead at it that.
Go ahead, Greg.
Udonis, I know you have a lot of family who are police. When your police relatives who are good cops see that George Floyd video, is there an obligation for good cops to speak up and be as appalled as they are publicly?
I think they should. I think, you know, officers should speak up and speak out. Majority of my family that are officers, besides my little sister, aren't on social media, but my little sister is on social media and she has spoken up about it. And I feel like they definitely have an obligation if they have a social platform, you know, to speak up in some shape, form or fashion about it. Because that's what we're going to need. You know, it can't just be done on our side, because if it could, we would have done it a long time ago. We need help. You know, it's got to be a collective movement.
But what needs to happen, Udonis, for this not to be just another conversation that lasts for a week and then we all get back to what we were doing before? And it was a good conversation and glad we have it and nothing solved.
I mean, in my personal opinion, I think the president has to make better decisions. You know, I can't see how we go from, you know, the three other officers that were there not even being charged to threatening to bring in the National Guard. I mean, like, there was no conversations with leaders in our communities. There was no conversation for compromise. There was just straight from nobody, nothing to let's bring in the National Guard because they're rioting. I feel like once again, I said, as a leader, you lead by bringing people together. You know, you lead by unifying people and with unity. I don't think you lead by with fear and threats and intimidation. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't the leaders that I have known to be successful, and those aren't the leaders that I try to follow. So if you want to know really what has to change, it's really got to start with the guy that runs the country. And I don't know if that's realistic, but we're going to continue to do our part to make our voices heard.
Udonis Haslam with us on ESPN Radio. Now, I'm telling you, for those of you who don't know, who aren't familiar with him and Miami, the specifics of it, this man very much regards this organization as his family. Like, he will do anything for the people in this organization because of how he is tied to it. And I'm curious what you think, Udonis, the people above you, what are their responsibilities here?
Oh, our organization is fully prepared to be, you know, involved. I've had conversations with Coach Spo. I've had conversations with, you know, Steve Stowe. I've had conversations with plenty of people on our side. Actually, I have a phone call with some people in our organization today about things we can do moving forward. So that's definitely a plan that's being put in motion. All of our guys on board, I've talked to the young guys individually. We're all wondering what we can do and how we can do it to make a difference and make an impact, but not just something that goes away after that day, something that can continue to either, you know, set a precedent or set a standard for the NBA, or something that we can continue to do to make sure people understand that this is something that we're really, really passionate about. So that's the conversation that we're really going to have today.
Good talking to you, Udonis. Always good talking to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, guys.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
All right, so there are things I want to get to with Roy and Mike Ryan, but if you're familiar with what these Tuesdays are, these Rodeo Tuesdays, it's Greg Cody and Stu Gatz getting in everything and everyone's way. The Rodeo Clowns, everyone celebrates and loves them because they make a mess of the proceedings while I'm trying to do my job here during an important time, giving important social commentary as the world burns. We need the comic relief of Stu Gatz Katz and Cody to offset my strident, obnoxious racial opinions. So, in that vein, they are totally in character because Greg Cody texted me. I know me mentioning my podcast is usually a shameless plug, but on my new pod, I spoke with Luther Campbell about what we're talking about, and he is a child of the McDuffie riots. I can share some of what he said, if you wish. So he's in character, just being the guy who is only here to promote his own things, just narcissism personified. And then there's Stugatz saying that he wants to have difficult conversations during this time, like if you could only have one potato. Now, I don't know what the hell you were talking about, but what do you mean? What? Why did I hear the phrase come out of your mouth, if you could only have one potato?
It was a conversation I was having with my wife and kids because we were discussing which potato we wanted with dinner that night. There are so many great different potatoes, Lyonnaise potatoes, French fries, waffle fries, hash browns. And so I just said to them, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes. So I just happened to blurt out when we were deciding which potato we wanted with dinner that night, girls, if you can only have one potato for the remainder of your life, you can only have a potato in one form for the rest of time, which potato would you choose? And it became a raging debate inside our house where one of my daughters said French fries. I said hash browns. One of my other daughters said mashed potatoes because her favorite thing in the world is cutting up a piece of steak, putting some mashed potato on the fork and eating it all together. I love that too, by the way. And so it just turned into a raging debate. I was just wondering what the guys, like which potato they would choose if given the choice of only one potato for the remainder of time. I love potatoes, man.
You will find this funny, Stugatz. For the first time in about 36 hours, a freckled finger has gone up in the back row and somebody is ready to get in on the conversation. You may have wondered yesterday if Chris Cody was doing the show with us or not because that freckled finger never went up one time. But all of a sudden, here is the lane for Chris Cody to say, please let me in here. I want to talk. Give me the ball.
Yeah, it's time to clear out, boys. Listen, I think 90% of people out there would say mashed potatoes or French fries. I think that's 90% of the people. Hash browns, that's an interesting answer, Stugatz. I like that answer. But I think the potato that gets ignored that needs to be in this conversation, the scalloped potato.
Good one.
You guys ever had scalloped potatoes, a little cheese, you bake it for like an hour? It is just mwah, chef's kiss. Tony, don't disagree with this. I see you over there. What potato are you bringing to this party?
Yes, what potato are you bringing to the party?
Well, I think Chris is talking about the au gratin potato that has the cheese, the scallops, and the cheese on top with the little breadcrumbs. I think that's the potato I'd have for all time is the au gratin potato.
I think I'd go just classic mashed potato, but let's get into some of the more serious stuff here. Yes, Stugatz.
And I don't think anyone has even mentioned the tater tot. I mean, how about that? Tater tot.
So Greg Cody says, I know me mentioning my podcast is usually a shameless plug, but on my new pod, I spoke with Luther Campbell about what we're talking about, and he is a child of the McDuffie riots. I can share some of what he said if you wish. Go ahead, Cody.
Yeah, he's Luther is a child of Miami, 305.
It's Dan, Stu, and Greg Cody on ESPN Radio.